Get Joseph Clough's life-changing first book, Be Your Potential, published by Hay House. Imagine a life free of limitations. What would you achieve? It's time to take control in creating the results that you desire with your health, relationships, and career. Be Your Potential is the guide to your incredible future. Head to Amazon.com or .co.uk now and get the book, which is also available on the Kindle. Be Your Potential. As an added bonus, it also includes transformational hypnosis and coaching MP3s to take your world to a whole new level of happiness and success in every area of your life. Be Your Potential, available on Amazon in paperback and on the Kindle. And if you like Joseph's work, be sure to write a review on Amazon so together we can transform the world.
Hi there, welcome back to the podcast. Myself, Joseph Clough. I hope you're absolutely wonderful in every way. For more information about me, go ahead and visit my website, josephclough.com, as well as Facebook, which is facebook.com/josephsfanpage, and twitter.com/josephclough. Now, today I've got a real wonderful gift for you. It's an audio version. You can actually download the PDF version of this on my blog, which is josephclough.com/blog, but it's literally a collection of my quotes, of the thoughts that I've had over the last 18 months or so. And I've collected them, and I'm putting them into this real nice hypnotic trap, which will allow you to consider new ways of living life. So you're really beginning to learn through my thoughts, through my ideas, that will allow you to put your attention to everything which is within you, all the solutions, all the wonderful ways of being the real you. I think you're going to really love this. So go ahead and sit back, relax, and let's go for it right now. It's important to keep track of our thoughts. They can run wild. We must cultivate them. Your conscious mind is the goal setter. Your unconscious mind is the goal getter. Cultivate your thoughts. Allow your thoughts to be in focus and resonance with your desires. There's never been a greater time, need, and opportunity to change our minds and our life. It's time to be courageous. You are the youngest you will ever be right now, as well as the wisest. Live for this moment. This is your moment. Remember, we set the bar to success, not others. Do not buy into other people's or even society's self-imposed restrictions. Be a game changer, a life changer. Do not wait, for the universe, God, Source, Life, our inner power, whatever you may call it, to act. It's waiting for you to take action. When you do, it will. It's not how life impacts you, it's how you make an impact on life. It's a choice of perspective. I'm here to make an impact. Are you? Just remember, you are perfect, you are worthy, and you are loved. Take time out and to sit peacefully. Allow your mind to quieten. Allow your inner focus to reflect tranquility and your thoughts to be in resonance with your desires. Saying things such as, "Why am I like how I am?" or "Why do I have this issue?" only leads to reasons and excuses. Instead, ask, "How can I change?" Because the word "how" begins to develop new ideas and solutions. You have the answers. We just have to ask the right questions. Be committed to growing as a person. Learn. Discover the infinite possibilities of you. You are amazing and have much to smile about. Living in the now will let go of any issue, as issues are past habits or future illusions. In the now, we see the beauty and the power of self, where issues have no issue to even manifest. Remember, taking responsibility for our mind, our body, our life, even circumstance, is a first step to change right now. Our deepest and darkest times can lead us into new adventures and be life-changing for the better. I know if I didn't have mine, I would not realize my inner power. Enlighten the illusionary darkness. If there's one thing I know, is that you are capable, worthy, and good enough. I believe in you. Beauty is where you choose to see it. This even goes for your perception of self. Choose to see your real beauty, the infinite possibilities of you. Success is an art cultivated by learnings and continuous inspired action. There's no such thing as failure. Be a dreamer, a people believer, builder of confidence, your own visionary, full of gratitude to be alive, giving others permission to do the same. Whatever you do or say, come from a place of love, gratitude, and passion. It's the perfect natural formula for success. The limits to your success is only limited to your imagination. My greatest learnings is that I am the master of my life. I dictate my circumstance, and it starts with taking responsibility. A peaceful mind. Remember, in times of turbulence, take a moment. Step back. Connect with the inner world of you and your inner power. Past decisions have led us here. Our present decisions lead us to where we're going. This moment is more powerful than any other past decision we've made. Remember, anxiety or fear is our signal to switch our focus from what we don't want to what we do want. Unconditional love in its purest form is reflected and multiplied back to us when we give it. Each moment we have a choice on how we think, how we feel, how we act. Take a moment, step back, and consider the peaceful way. Each moment is a time to be present, to allow your being to be in this now and bask in your own inner greatness. In our greatest times of struggle, even fear, let our thoughts reflect ones of courage and power. It's all within us. You are amazing. Make it a priority to feel it, to know it, to be it. Your thoughts create your identity, beliefs, values, associations, and behaviors. Cultivate your thoughts. Be gentle to yourself and be conscious of your thoughts and redirecting them to thoughts of peace and inner harmony. If you struggle with making decisions, make a list of cons and pros. Then screw it up and do what you want. So you act from part logic, but make a decision by intuition. I think of life like when I'm driving. I occasionally look into the small rear view mirror, which is the past. Always looking out at the big open road, completely in front of me, my future. I'm in the driving seat, full of control and direction. And wherever I am, I'm in the now. I'm only telling you what you already know. It's all there within you. Right now. Between our thoughts, there is a space. Put your attention there for a while, allowing inner peace to shine through. Be careful of your words. They are energy. And that energy affects ourselves and others. Be conscious of the intent behind what you say outwardly, as well as on the inside. Make today be a day that you are gentle on yourself. One way is being fully present in this moment, to be still, to simply be you. Where your attention goes, it expands. Make today a day of expanding your focus on what you want. Do not get caught up in other people's issues. You are the sum of who you surround yourself with. You do not need education to be successful. Some of the most successful people just had no education. All you need is passion. With education or with no education, passion is the key. Our greatest issues with people can simply be a reflection of our own traits and issues. Strangely, when you change yourself, they change too. You do not need to be saved, nor do you need a guru. Be your own hero. Treat yourself like you are one. It all starts with you. Light up the illusionary darkness. By doing so, you give permission to others to do the same. The money you receive is the value of the service that you give. Today, Say how much you appreciate someone in your life without expectation of a return. We can easily forget this because communication of gratitude is so powerful. In times of change, when we cannot change the situation, look within, dig deep, and realize your own power. Remember, you have to live with yourself. Treat yourself like you do a best friend. Support, encourage, and indulge in how special you are. It's not what you've done, it's what you do now. This is your moment. This is your time. Become who you are. What are you? Amazing. Have the thought, there is no room for hate in your life. Those who only hate direct that energy to themselves. Choose to love and let go. I know you're capable, worthy, and full of love. Take yourself lightly. The path to peace is to forgive others, to love ourselves, to love others, to learn and move on. Remember, hate, anger, resentment only harms and disempowers you. Sometimes you have to say no. No to excuses, no to others, and to say, I am more, I am worthy of more, I deserve more. You will always be more powerful and able than you think, so you may as well push beyond your comfort zone that bit more. Remember, you are amazing. And that I believe in you, so you should do too. Fear and anxiety dies when you stop feeding it. That's food for thought. Always look to bring people's attention to their magnificence. Do that to people in your life. Tell them, bring it out, and do it for yourself. It's always there. Refuse to live in your own drama or stuff. Put your attention on what gives you the most joy. For a long time now, I've served others beyond my own needs. These days, I focus on my needs. And guess what? That actually allows me to serve you far more. Because I come from a place of want rather than need. Speak your truth. Stand up for your truth and your values even when your voice shakes. Be bold and be the change. Success, love, and happiness. In fact, every goal starts from an internal process that leads to an external world. Many focus on getting the outer first. Get the inner, and the outer will follow. When you ask yourself, why can't I do something? You get reasons why you cannot. Learn to ask the question, how can I do this, or how can I achieve this? This will cause you to look for the solutions, consciously and unconsciously. Radiate what you want. If you want more love, radiate it. More money, radiate it. Radiate everything. Just radiate, radiate, and radiate. Excuses and reasons, they just hold you back. You get no benefit from them. They're a waste of energy, so give them up. Free your mind and allow your mind to transform every area of your life. If you want something, go for it. Expect nothing less. You are worthy. And I cannot express that enough, that you are amazing. And I know it. And allow yourself to know this now. Believing in yourself is more powerful than any obstacle. Be courageous. Be bold. Be you. Be the scriptwriter, the director, the movie star, the editor, the producer of your life. Each one has an amazing viewpoint to learn from. So really control your own destiny. Dedicate yourself to happiness and peace, and it will dedicate itself to you. Remember to love yourself, to forgive yourself, to thank yourself. Free your mind and allow all that energy to come back to you. The conscious mind is the goal setter. The unconscious mind is the goal getter. So put your attention on what you want, and your unconscious mind will follow. Believing in yourself is far more powerful than any obstacle. Be courageous. Be bold. Be you. Negative thoughts and emotions are formed through habit that becomes unconscious. When they arrive, put your attention on what you want. Affirm that you are done with the old ways. In time, it will break the negative habit, producing the new wonderful strategy for love, happiness, and success. Sometimes it takes just someone to believe in you. I want you to know that you are powerful, that I believe in you. Know it, feel it, and be it. Your mind is like a plant. You must feed it, cultivate it, and put it in the right place for the perfect growth. When going for a goal, be aware of any downsides of achieving it. Once you are at peace with the downsides or anything which may have an effect, it allows you to be truly aligned with where you're heading. So really be conscious of all that it entails. Your future success is created by today's thoughts. Live your future success like it's already happened today. Part of being happy is who you surround yourself with or allow into your life. It is a choice. Assume the feeling of having achieved the goal, then act upon it with conviction. Imagination plus the action equals dreams becoming a reality. When your inner voice says, "I can't," is the best time to do it. It will silence the voice and turn other situations to, "I can and I will." Always remember who you are and what you stand for. Do not buy into other people's or society's expectations. Anxiety is created by thoughts of what may happen in the future, judged by experience, the past. Anxiety disappears when you're living in the now, as there's no future or past thinking, just this wonderful moment. Take a moment to stop thinking of the future and dwelling in the past. Sit still in this moment, and you will feel harmony. Focus on giving rather than receiving. When you give selflessly, you will receive more wealth in every area of your life. When we're unable to change a situation, we are challenged to change ourselves. Your comfort zone is the most uncomfortable place to be in long term. Push beyond yourself and experience life fully. The happiest people do not have the best of everything. They just really make the best out of everything. It may sound counterintuitive, but if you have a problem, put your attention what is not the problem. That's where the solution lies. Sometimes you have to let go of things to let more in. They say beauty is in the eye of the beholder. Remember, you are the holder of beauty. And that is what you are, beauty. Rather being a product of life, allow life to be a product or do you choose to create? Being thankful is a great way of acquiring more health and happiness. What are you thankful for? Feel the gratitude. A ship can be safe in its harbor, but that's not what it was built for. Live beyond your comfort zone. Although I may not know you, we may not have met in person, I want you to know you are strong, capable, powerful, and loved. I am here for you. So be there for yourself. Never sacrifice who you are and what you stand for, even when others disagree. Past decisions brought you to this point, and the good news is today's decisions create your future. Be courageous, a conscious thinker, living your life with power. Fear and anxiety is a safety mechanism. When it arises, it's your signal to focus on what you want. When we do so, we do away with fear. Throughout today, take a moment, be still, and embrace for now. Notice the power of you. In this moment, we will become an unconscious, wonderful transformation, allowing your conscious mind to see new possibilities. Become the watcher of your thoughts. Cultivate them. Direct them to the way to peace. You are in control of them. Love, success, happiness. is not found externally, but internally. Every answer and solution is within you. Just look within. Have love for self, and you'll attract love and see love all around you. Some may tell you to be realistic about your dreams. That's good news. I say only you can define what is realistic. So think abundantly, and that becomes the realistic outcome of achieving your goals. My belief: when all you can see is darkness, remember you are the light to enlighten the illusionary darkness. Whatever you think you are always, always, always more brilliant and beautiful than you realize. Simply know you're amazing, beautiful, tremendous, and the master of your life. Happiness is in this very moment. Remember, peace, love, happiness is always present. You just have to put your attention to it. Each event we go through is a learning, an opportunity to grow. There's no such thing as failure, just feedback to adjust, to modify, to learn, to grow. Happiness is not achieved by doing, getting, or having. It's achieved by being. The first step is the realization it's all within you, always has been, and always will be. Successful living is not based on environment or circumstance, but based firmly on mindset. Now I am love, and so are you. Allow your love to shine through in your thoughts, your feelings, your behaviors, for self and others. Don't start dreaming when asleep. Start dreaming when you awake. One of my greatest learnings is that my reasons and excuses limited me and actually reaffirmed my problems. When I gave them up and took responsibility for my results, the circumstances of my life transformed. Love for self is the greatest gift you can give yourself. So be and become love to the deepest part of you. When you do so, you will overcome all. The more I learn, the more I realize it's not about learning. There is only this moment, no time. Put your attention on this space, this moment. True growth and transformation happens in that space, between thoughts, in stillness. You then realize you are already perfection. It's not what life brings to you, it's what you bring to life. Be and become fully present in this very moment. So I hope you've enjoyed that, and for more information about me, once again, you can go ahead and visit facebook.com/josephfanpage and twitter.com/josephclough, and also josephclough.com. So I'd like to really thank you for this, and remember how wonderful and brilliant you are, and continue to strive to realize that in every way. Have a great day, and I'll speak to you very, very soon. Many thanks and goodbye.
Imagine a life free of limitations. What would you achieve? It's time to take control in creating the results that you desire with your health, relationships, and career. Get Joseph Clough's life-changing first book, Be Your Potential, published by Hay House. Head to Amazon.com or .co.uk now and get the book, which is also available on the Kindle. As an added bonus, it also includes transformational hypnosis and coaching MP3s to take your world to a whole new level of happiness and success in every area of your life. Sandy C. Newbiging, author of Heal the Hidden Cause, says, Joseph Clough's Be Your Potential book helps you to do exactly that. It offers powerful insights and exercises for bridging the gap between where you are now and being your potential to make things even better. Be Your Potential is the guide to your incredible future and is available on Amazon in paperback and on the Kindle.